PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Would need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon,
listen for the words sensitive and rampage.
Just another fun-filled day on the school playground.
Oh, I can't wait! It's gonna be fun, 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 fun! That's four funs! Becky! I can't wait!
I can't wait either!
Woohoo! So what time are you leaving your house?
What time am I leaving my house for what?
Becky, for the birthday party? Hello?
Scoops. Is there a birthday party today?
A birthday party? Not that I know of. Huh?
But you just said...
I never know what I'm saying. Hey, look at what a distraction Bob is.
Wait, first tell me who's having a birthday party today.
Today? Gosh, there must be a lot of people having a birthday today.
Oh, I see. It's Katie's birthday, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry I said anything. I thought you were invited, too.
Scoops, don't worry about it. I'm totally okay.
Really?
What, did you think I'd get mad and go on a rampage through the playground?
No. No, no. Yes.
Oh, please. I'm not upset. I mean, there could be a million reasons why I wasn't invited.
Yes, a million reasons.
I don't really know Katie that well. And Katie was in a different class last year. Come to think of it, Katie and I have never been in the same class.
Okay, so, bye, Becky.
Wait, wait. Do you want to come inside and play a while or something?
I kind of have to go somewhere.
Oh, okay. Violet, are you going to Katie's party? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't want to make you sad. I knew I'd be sad if you were invited and I wasn't.
Thanks for being sensitive to my feelings, but don't worry. You're my friend, and I still want you to have fun, even if I'm not having fun.
I'll try to have fun for both of us.
That's great. Do that.
Later, inside the Botsfords.
I can't believe Katie didn't invite me. I mean, sure, it's her birthday, but that doesn't mean she can't be more sensitive to my feelings, right? Bob, you're right. Maybe the invitation's in the mail. Dad, the mail. Can I see it?
Sure, Becky. Let's see those sorting skills. Yes! This month's edition of Sensitive Dad Magazine. Now that's a nice-looking sweater vest. Comfy, but non-threatening.
No, Bob. There's no invitation.
Becky, without even reading one article in this issue of Sensitive Dad Magazine, I can tell something's bothering you. What's up, kiddo?
Well, my friends are all going to Katie's birthday party, but I wasn't invited.
Oh, Becky, I don't think I know Katie. Are you two friends?
Not really.
Well, did you invite Katie to your birthday party?
Well, no, but that's different.
Oh, and how is that different?
Because I really don't know her that well, and... Okay, I see your point.
So you feel better?
Nope, I still really want to go to her party. It's not fair.
For a problem this tricky... We might need the Botsford family superpower!
The Botsford family what now?
Okay, here goes. When you're feeling sad about missing out on something fun, as a Botsford, you have the power to change your mind and say, forget about the party! I'll make my own fun!
That's the Botsford family superpower?
Well, it's not a Word Girl type superpower, but it's a superpower that even Word Girl could use. Watch how it works. I hereby invite you to a regular old evening with your family. When? Tonight. Where? At the Botsford residence. There'll be dinner, dessert, conversation. And while we do the dishes, wait for it, a sing-along!
Pretty sure that's not a superpower, Dad.
Ooh, I better invite your brother. Hey, TJ! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do!
Come on, Bob! Word up!
Meanwhile, downtown, one of Toby's robots is on a rampage!
Stop right now, Toby! And return your robot to its... robot garage? Where do you keep your robots?
Mind your own business, word girl. This is between my robot and the innocent stuff he's wrecking.
Okay, you know what happens when a robot destroys city property and throws it at a superhero? Unless!
You know what happens when a superhero buzzes around a robot like a fly? This!
Are you laughing at me?
What? Is it a crime to have a sense of humor?
Everything you're doing here is a crime.
Well, guess what, word girl? I don't care!
That's it! After I finish here, know what I'm going to do? Tell... Not laughing now, are you?
Wow, word girl, you're in a rather sour mood.
Me? Ha! If anyone's in a bad mood, it's you.
Well, I have a right to be. You wouldn't understand. You have no idea how I feel.
Why wouldn't I understand? I'm sensitive.
It doesn't matter how sensitive you are. You're word girl. I bet you've never been left out of anything.
I might surprise you.
Fine. If you must know, there's this... girl, Katie, and, well, she's having a birthday party right now in the park, and I wasn't invited. Do you have any idea what that feels like?
Actually, Toby, I do know what that feels like. I wasn't invited to Katie's party either.
Why would you be invited?
Oh, well, I mean, I kind of know her, a little.
Really? How do you know Katie?
But never mind that. Listen, I know you feel lousy, but that doesn't mean it's okay to go on a robot rampage.
Well, I'm not sure I'd call this a robot rampage.
Well, your robot was out of control and destroying things, which just happens to be the definition of rampage. See?
Robot rampage. So it was. But in this case, I really had no choice. I had the kind of pain that only comes from not being invited to a birthday party. That pain cries out for a rampage!
No, you had a choice. Instead of wrecking the city, you could have said, "Forget about the party. I'll make my own fun." I can't believe I just said it.
You're right. I know you're right.
You do?
Yes, of course. I shouldn't wreck the city.
That's what I'm telling you.
I should wreck the party.
Exactly. Wait, what? No, 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 no!
Come on, Violet, hit it harder. We want candy.
Well, I want candy too, but I don't want to break Katie's pretty piñata.
It's okay, Violet. That's the only way to get the candy.
Okay, here it goes. I'm so sorry.
Hey!
Am I getting warmer?
Katie, why'd you invite a giant robot?
I didn't invite a robot!
No, you didn't invite this robot, but he's crashing the party. Or should I say, crushing it? And since he doesn't get any birthday cake, no one gets any birthday cake! I don't get it! I couldn't crush the cake! When I looked at Katie's face and saw how sad it would make her feel, I couldn't do it.
Because you were sensitive to Katie's feelings.
Hi, word girl! What do you mean by sensitive?
Oh, hi, Katie. Nice party. Well, when someone is sensitive, it means they can recognize what another person is feeling. When Toby saw how sad you'd feel if the robot crushed your cake, he changed his mind. Being sensitive to your feelings made him want to be kind instead of selfish.
Oh, thank you, Toby, for being so sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. Why, I couldn't care in the least. I couldn't care if I tried.
Well, thank you for not crushing my cake.
I think Toby was just a little upset because he wasn't invited to your party. You know how some kids are.
Sorry I couldn't invite you, Toby. My mom said I could only invite a few of my closest friends. At least I can give you an extra goodie bag. Here!
Here, you. Take. Present.
Oh, Toby, you don't have to give me a present.
Just take it, please.
Well, I think we've interrupted your party long enough.
Thank you both for making my little birthday party a lot more exciting. And thanks for not crushing my cake. You're a good person.
You're not going to go back on a rampage, are you?
Nah, not really in the mood now.
Glad to hear it. And since you were so sensitive back at the party, I'm going to let you off the hook this time.
Say, since neither of us received a party invitation, how'd you feel about doing something, you know, together?
Sure, why not? No reason we can't make our own fun. What do you want to do? How about ice cream?
Are you buying?
I'm buying my own.
And so, once again, Word Girl heroically saves a birthday party from a robot rampage. Or was it the kindness of that sensitive boy, Toby, that saved the party?
What? Hey!
Whoa, sensitive. Either way, everyone here is invited to tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is doze. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Phil.
I think doze means to dangle from a robot. Like Toby was doing in that last clip?
Nope, anyone else? Okay, give it a shot, Emily.
Doze means to nap or sleep, kind of like you're doing now.
Sorry, can you define doze for me again?
It means to nap or sleep.
That's correct.
Are you okay?
I've never been better. I don't know why I stayed up all night knitting these earmuffs. They're way too big for my cat. Anyway, congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won! An official Word Girl waterbed! Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words juvenile and lack. Another peaceful Saturday morning as Becky and Bob watch a little TV.
It's Vanilla Billy, go Vanilla.
She's watching that again.
It's Vanilla Billy, go Vanilla Billy. Oh no, Vanilla Billy!
You're missing the best part. What do you mean there's no best part? This show is great. You see, Vanilla and Billy are cousins who are secretly a prince and princess who work undercover in outer space as rock and roll ninjas. Yeah, I kind of didn't get it at first, but everyone in my class likes it, and if you force yourself to watch it, it grows on you. Eventually. Ugh. I mean, awesome! Okay, so maybe their music does lack a little melody. And is sometimes painful to listen to. But everyone at school says they're better live. And you know, they're having a concert this weekend. Maybe we can get tickets.
Sweet front row center. Did somebody say tickets?
Hey, Dad, what's with all the camping gear?
Well, Becky, I have a little surprise for you. I just spent the day camped out in front of the city theater to get us tickets. for something!
You did? Please say Vanilla and Billy, Vanilla and Billy, Vanilla and Billy.
Well, it was kind of hard to choose. I mean, there are three events happening at the same time. There's an antique collectible cheese auction.
Ugh.
Hard to say, fun to go to. And then there's something called Vanilla and Bully.
Billy.
And then there's a little something called the Squishy Funbots Roll-A-Rama!
What?
I got Squishy Funbots tickets in my hand!
Squishy Funbots tickets? Way to go, Dad!
Happy, happy, nappy time.
Munchy, munchy, lunchy time. Makes me happy.
Makes me happy.
Ooh, work it. All right.
What?
You kids have loved these squishies since you were in diapers. And you're still in a diaper, Bob, so of course you love them.
But, Dad, we're too old for this show. It's too juvenile. We've outgrown it.
You outgrow your pants, Becky. You don't outgrow fun.
But
happy, happy, nappy time. Sleepy, sleepy, nappy time.
The next day...
Beep, beep, pop, pop, boop, boop, boop. Tweet, tweet, la, la, toot, toot, toot.
Hey, isn't that a Squishy Funbot song? I thought that show was too...
Juvenile? It is. But what can I say? When I was little, their songs always cheered me up.
So you're singing a Squishy Funbot song because you're upset that you have tickets to see the Squishy Funbots.
It's a little more complicated than, silly, silly, silly time. Makes me happy, makes me happy.
Hey, Becky! Becky! Wait till you hear my latest super colossal scoop. I, Todd Scoops Ming, reporter extraordinaire, just landed an exclusive backstage interview with none other than Vanilly!
From Vanilly and Billy?
The ninja rock princess herself!
That's so cool! Wait, what about Billy?
Billy speaks to no one. Anyway, they're sold out, so I hope you got a ticket.
Oh, yes. I have a ticket. I definitely don't lack a ticket.
Lack?
Oh, yeah. When you lack something, it means you don't have it. Like, just say I didn't technically have a ticket to Vanilla and Billy, then I'd lack a ticket. But I'm not. I mean, I have a ticket, so, you know.
Makes me happy.
Happy, happy, nappy time. Munchy, munchy, munchy.
Hey, remember when we used to like that juvenile music?
Barely. It was so long ago. What?
Later that night, in line at the Squishy Funbots concert...
Shh!
You do know people can see you, right?
Ah, why is this line so slow?
Hey, Becky, aren't those your friends standing in line to see Vanilla and Billy?
Hey, everyone! Puffy the Funbots here!
Yay!
Dad, this is the best gift ever!
I'm just happy we can enjoy the Funbots as a family. Hey, I know. Let's take a photo and send it to everyone we know. And all of their friends and their friends. Tell me I'm wrong, Becky, but I'm sensing you don't want to be here.
What? No! I used to love the Squishy Funbots.
Don't you mean still love the Squishy Funbots?
Oh, sure. Fun is in their name. They're squishalicious. Let me see those. I want to make sure I don't know anybody here. Okay, don't know them. Nope. Strangers. Oh, she's pretty. Don't know her. Wait, that hat looks a lot like the one Scoops wears.
What's Dr. Two Brains doing backstage at the Squishy Funbots concert?
Okay, boys, you know the plan. We get in, grab all the ticket money, get out, go to the cheese auction across the street, and use all the stolen money to bid on the cheese at the auction. Yes, what is it?
Boss, why don't we just steal the cheese from the auction?
Hey, it's never a straight path with me. You should know that by now. And let's hustle. This place is too squishy.
But they're Squishy Funbots. They can't be Squishy Funbots if they're not squishy. Or can they?
Will you stop saying squishy? Let's go. We have to find that... Seriously? They just leave bags of money lying around? What, do they lack a safe or something?
Not bad. Way lighter than a bag of cheese, huh, Charlie?
Okay, now grab those money bags and hey, light as a feather, you're right. Now, let's get this cash over to that cheese auction before Edith von Hoosinghaus gets her crackers on my camembert.
Hey, what are you guys doing back here? You're supposed to be on stage for the opening number.
What? Hey, no!
We're putting on a show, finally.
Say hello.
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 Here's the way we start the day.
The day.
Hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Chase your cares away.
Cares away.
Don't have any woes.
Woes.
Happy greet the day.
Day.
Be kind to folks, and they'll like you.
I like me.
At the Squishy Fun
Fun Bot Way. Yeesh, they even feel squishy.
Dr. Two-Brains here? Weird. Well, he must be up to something evil, I guess. Bob?
Hey, nice finish, boss.
Well, thanks. You know, I did put on a few shows in college.
Yeah, well, maybe you can put on a few more shows in jail.
What, girl? They do shows in jail?
Oh, do they do shows in jail? I don't know, but you'll be able to check for yourself when you get there. Ha! Totally saved that one.
Hey, wait a second, word girl. How'd you even know I was gonna be here?
Well, look, I wasn't in the audience, if that's what you were thinking.
Well, I wasn't thinking that, but hey, now I am. You actually like these squishy things, don't ya? Aren't they a little,
What, juvenile?
Well, I was gonna say gross, but now that you mention it...
So they're a little juvenile, so what? That doesn't mean I can't like them.
Ouch, I think we hit a nerve, boys. Imagine, word girl watching a juvenile show like this. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Hey, why aren't you guys laughing?
We don't know what juvenile means.
Oh, well, juvenile means it's more for kids than for grown-ups. Like, the Squishy Fun Bots is a show made for very young kids, so it's kind of juvenile.
Oh, well, me and Charlie kinda like it too. Does that make us juvenile?
Yeah.
No.
I knew I should have robbed that show across the street, that... What was it called? Stinky and Blinky?
It's called Vanilly and Billy.
Vanilly and Billy. Ugh, their music is terrible.
How can you say that? Their music is... terrible. No, yeah, it's just awful. Get him, Huggy!
Oh, boss, help!
Give me that cash! I have to get over to that cheese auction. Oops. Bye, word girl.
Stop him.
Huh? Ha. Oh, huh? Who turned out the lights? Huh? Tell me it's not one of those squishy things, please.
All right, let's get the fun bots out there and start the show.
I'm free! Oh, no. Ah, no! Squishy! Oh! Oh! Ow! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Beep, bop, boop, beep, 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 beep,
everyone! Happy, happy, nappy time! Happy, nappy time makes me happy! Oh!
No, please, no more singing and no more squishing. Make it stop.
Sure thing.
You guys missed it. Dr. Two Brains made a special guest appearance. Which, now that I think of it, didn't make a whole lot of sense. But it was awesome.
I heard Word Girl was here and helped capture him.
Word Girl? She likes the Squishy Fun Bots too?
Well, I heard she kind of sort of likes Vanilly and Billy. Not a lot. Or at all. She's trying. But that doesn't mean she has to stop liking the Squishy Fun Bots, even if they are a little juvenile.
Can I report that? I mean, can I report that young juvenile, who I do not know and have never met?
Scoops, what a surprise.
Vanilly canceled my interview and, well, their music sort of hurts my stomach. And I love the Squishy Fun Bots. I don't care who knows it.
Me too!
Come on, humans, sing it with me! Ba-dum-bum-bum, sleepy, sleepy, nappy time, hungry, hungry, tummy time.
And so, once again, Word Girl saved the day and the show. And maybe it's a little juvenile of me to say, but I agree with TJ. You might outgrow your pants, but you never outgrow fun. Tune in next time for another fun-filled, never-lacks-excitement episode of Word Girl. Makes me happy, makes me happy.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word doze. Ready to play the bonus round?
I sure am.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for doze. Give it a shot, Emily.
I'm gonna go with number three. Violet's mom is dozing at the beach.
That's correct. Emily, you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl gigantic hairdryer. Well, that's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKids.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!